I think today I'm going to describe to you what I love most about my daddy. Now, daddy does a lot for me. He takes care of me. He makes sure I'm fed, have a nice big house with lots of stuffies. But there's a few things that daddy does that I know he only does to me. And I really, really like it. I like it when daddy helps me pick out my clothes for the day, even down to the matching undies. He really likes seeing me in white panties, or sometimes pink. Depends on his mood, I guess. And he makes sure that I look like a well-put-together big girl. Sometimes, though I think I can dress myself, can't quite get all my clothes on right. So he's got to help me a little. One day I'll learn how. But for now, I'm just going to kind of enjoy daddy's nice, calloused hands against my skin. It feels so good. I love it when my daddy puts me in the corner. I know that doesn't sound like something I should like, but when he does it, he picks me up and puts me on my knees and just forces my face into the corner, makes me think about what I did. Sometimes I get in trouble on purpose just to feel daddy pick me up with such ease. But what I really love the most about my daddy is how he kisses me. Sometimes it's just an innocent kiss on the cheek and a nice tight embrace. And sometimes when I'm a really, really good girl, daddy lets me kiss him all over. And sometimes if I'm really good, daddy lets me take off his clothes for him and help him like he did in the morning for me. I've learned really, really well how to unbutton each one of daddy's buttons perfectly. To watch him take off his white work shirt. The way that he slides it down his shoulders makes me tremble with anticipation. One thing I'm not so good at is I'm not so good at getting his belt off. Daddy likes the nice intricate belt buckles, and sometimes, no matter how hard I try, Daddy giggles at me and he unbuckles his buckle. But when he sees I'm frustrated, he puts the belt gently around my shoulders, as if to remind me that my effort wasn't wasted. And then, the best part is when I get to slowly but surely take off daddy's pants. And sometimes if I'm lucky, daddy isn't wearing any underwear. And I get to just see his nice cock bounce out of his pants. It takes all I have to be patient. As much as I want to kiss Daddy's cock, I have to wait for Daddy's permission. And when he's fully undressed, which sometimes takes a little longer, because I forget his shoes and socks sometimes. But sometimes, especially when I'm really good, he takes his shoes off by the door, so I only have to take his socks off. And hoo-wee. Sometimes Daddy's feet are gross, and I have to get a nice towel and clean them up for him. But once he stands before me, this towering, beautiful man I call my daddy, I kneel before him, looking up at him as he smiles at me. I always get so red with flush as I see my daddy, the one person in the world I know he'll do exactly what is needed. And so I look up. I look up into his eyes and I ask ever so slightly, "Daddy, can I pretty please taste your cock? I want to feel it throbbing in my mouth, Daddy, please. I've been such a good girl, Daddy. Please let me taste your cock. And then my daddy does exactly what I want him to. He takes his cock. And he begins to stroke it in front of me. So that he can get it nice and ready for my little mouth. So I sit on my hands, just like Daddy asked me to. And I open my mouth really wide for him. Sometimes I don't think I can take it in my mouth, but he makes sure to prove me wrong. Like a good daddy. Daddy feels so good in my throat. Oh, I love it when he fucks my throat. And then I'll keep going and just. Just when I think my daddy is done with me, he makes sure to grab a fistful of my hair and shove my mouth over his cock, forcing it into the back of my throat. Then he comes. My daddy rewards his good. His good little girl with all his seed deep in my throat. And then no matter what happens next, I know my daddy is always looking at me with loving eyes because his little girl knows how to take care of him very, very well.